Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element FM.
Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry has never been more alive, and this week we're seeing a blend of old favorites making triumphant returns and bold newcomers shaking things up. Kicking things off, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 Plus 4 Remake has hit the Nintendo Switch, marrying deep nostalgia with stunning graphics and mechanics to attract both series veterans and fresh-faced players. One of the standout features this time around is a new photo mode, letting skaters capture their sickest moves and discover well-hidden in-game secrets. Social media is already popping with shared high scores and intricate skate park shots, sparking both competition and community vibes. This blend of classic play and modern convenience exemplifies how beloved franchises can stay relevant through thoughtful reimagining. Meanwhile, the buzz for Summer Games Done Quick 2025 is unmistakable, with thousands of gamers rallying online to celebrate speedrunning and the spirit of charity. Speedrunners are already deep in preparation, showcasing intricate runs and pushing their games to new limits while raising money for impactful causes. Developers, fans, and streamers are creating challenge runs and sharing strategies, highlighting how these events foster incredible collaboration within the gaming community. On another front, Grand Theft Auto has been given new life by a total conversion mod that's captured the imagination of longtime fans and new players alike. After years in the works, this mod overhauls the game's world with groundbreaking flexibility, letting players completely customize characters, missions, and environments. As a result, online forums are erupting with creative remixes and stories, proving once again how mods sustain excitement for classic titles. The Luigi's Mansion series is also staying front and center, evolving from its spooky roots into high-drama adventures with deep story arcs and engaging puzzles. Every new installment deepens its themes of friendship, courage, and exploration, drawing in both old fans and curious new players. The rivalry between Rathalos and Lagiacris in Monster Hunter Wilds is turning heads, offering thrilling battles and strategic depth to both solo hunters and party-based teams. Competitive forums are full of heated debates on the best approaches, making theory crafting a bigger part of the experience than ever before. But not all news is about games themselves. Sometimes the real excitement is the community's voice making a difference. Fans of the Halo esports scene are igniting a conversation about accessibility and fairness, as rising ticket prices and venue design spark wider debates about inclusivity in major tournaments. This has led to organizers re-examining their approach, with player representation and equitable access moving to the forefront of industry conversations. Fortnite is never far from the limelight, as rumors swirl about new collaborations with iconic franchises like Marvel and Star Wars making a return to the Battle Royale island. Fans are split between craving familiar skins and hoping for more original crossover events, a debate that's illustrative of nostalgia's complex role in the scene. Death Stranding 2 continues to win acclaim, snagging players' choice for June with its mesmerizing world-building, imaginative mechanics, and intricate storytelling. Players commend the seamless blend of open-world traversal, creative problem-solving, and an emotionally charged narrative. If you're craving a new RPG adventure, listen up. The Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky. The first is launching on September 19, 2025 for the Nintendo Switch. This title introduces Chloe Rins, a warm-hearted student from Genis Royal Academy, and marks the series' celebrated debut on modern consoles. With revamped visuals, streamlined gameplay, and freshly localized content, players can finally dive deep into the Kingdom of Liberal, making this a must-play for JRPG lovers. Let's dig into a few upcoming titles and their innovative twists. EA Sports College Football 26 is showing major evolution thanks to community input, players can expect comprehensive stats on the fastest receivers, plus a packed Ultimate Team guide for Season 1, helping football fans feel closer to the real gridiron action. Path of Exile 2's massive 0.3.0 update arrives August 29th, promising regular content drops and fresh competitive leagues, perfect for loot chasers and theory crafters alike. Ghost of Yoti, now scheduled for October 2nd, is turning heads for its inclusive character designs and unique gameplay videos that offer a look behind the scenes. Meanwhile, Xenopurge in Early Access is introducing auto-battler mechanics, impressively blending the tactical DNA of XCOM with the tension of the Alien series. Horror fans, dying light. The Beast is aiming to amplify your nightmares with an intense focus on game feel and a tense, atmospheric setting. Meanwhile, She's Leaving. Beta demo merges gritty forensic gameplay with a layered survival horror narrative. New details about Primal Planet invite exploration through ancient lore and environmental puzzles, letting players unearth the world's mysteries at their own pace. Assassin's Creed fans never rest, as online forums are lighting up with passionate debates over the franchise's most beloved and controversial characters. These conversations show just how strong the emotional ties in gaming communities can be, sometimes lasting for years after a game's release. Witchfire's upcoming Webgrave update is another case where listening to player feedback drives serious change. Transformative new features are on the way. Blizzard isn't sitting still either. Overwatch 2 is making bold moves to revitalize its story world, adding richer lore and new beats to keep players both informed and invested. Fans of online RPGs have their eyes on Blue Protocol, Star Resonance, which promises an immersive musical backdrop to its sprawling MMO adventure. There's also rhythmic innovation with QQQ beats, heading to the Switch eShop in Japan this fall, delivering a blend of puzzles, music, and energetic visuals. Pathfinder Abomination Vault stands out for its blend of RPG depth and co-op strategy. The upcoming adaptation lets friends tackle a mega dungeon together while experimenting with crazy builds, proving the tabletop to video game pipeline is alive and well. Meanwhile, big changes are shaking up the marketplace. Nintendo Switch Online's expansion to include GameCube titles has everyone buzzing, though a few performance hiccups still raise questions among purists. Epic Games continues to make waves by giving away top-tier games for free, drawing both praise and skepticism in marketing circles. Simultaneously, the legal crackdown on Switch piracy is making headlines, reaffirming the industry's focus on defending creative rights. As we look ahead, developers are already preparing their next projects for the rumored Switch 2, aiming to optimize for better performance and smoother gameplay. On the hardware front, the debate between StandGrip and NeoGrip controller grips captures how personalized gamer comfort has become. Each has its devotees, and their contrasting styles reflect just how many options are available to tailor the experience. Representation in gaming also continues to gain momentum, especially with Marvel Rivals setting a new bar for inclusivity in both characters and storylines. Events that transcend individual games, like cross-franchise quests, are on the rise, encouraging more community collaboration than ever before. Indie games are thriving too, delivering fresh narratives and unique styles that break away from big-budget formulas. It's proof that passionate independent developers continue to push the limits of what games can offer. Not all developments are smooth, though, as seen by the ongoing lawsuit between Krafton and the original Unknown Worlds founders, stirring up conversation about the dynamics between creators and publishers. VShoujo, the major VTuber agency, is in the midst of a leadership transition that could reshape its vision for the future. For MMO fans, the new Faith and Fury update for Mabinogi is injecting life into the game via fun tasks, trivia challenges, and engaging player-driven stories. Black Desert continues its momentum, with the Heidelball event on July 19th unveiling new content and introducing the Deadeye class for console gamers eager to try something fresh. Across the landscape, community building has never been more important. And monthly endeavors and housing-enabled games are streamlining how players team up and share resources. These features promote social bonds, turning digital communities into vibrant, collaborative networks. Limited-time cultural events, such as Pokemon Go's summer concert, are now bringing music and tradition directly into gameplay, sparking collective experiences beyond the virtual world. Upcoming trailers for games like Resetna and Donkey Kong Bonanza are attracting attention, with fans eager for new lore twists and fresh reveals. At this crucial juncture, the relationship between nostalgia and innovation sets the pulse for our industry's future. Iconic remakes like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 plus 4 channel childhood memories into contemporary excitement, while upcoming releases like Pathfinder Abomination Vaults and Trails in the Sky, the first signal bold new directions. Our community's drive for inclusion and creativity is what makes snapshots like these so exhilarating. Every week, we see how fresh perspectives keep old legends alive and help new voices break through, shaking up what it means to be a gamer in 20. Whether you're joining a speedrun marathon, debating your favorite Assassin's Creed character, diving into indie gems, or getting lost in a sprawling fantasy, you're helping shape gaming's next chapter. So, from the return of skateboarding legends to ambitious RPGs and vibrant indie stories, there's never been a better time to play, explore, and connect. That's your news for today. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.